We'll see how long we can go over.
Yeah. Is there a bracha that one says after blowing one's nose? No?
Not many words. If there is, please let me know. Anything that will help. Okay, we saw yesterday a big discussion whether they were mabatal the tevila or they were mabatal the netila. We were also introduced to the concept of tisha kabim, where the Gemara said that one could be yotze the tevilas ezra through tisha kabim. So let's have a look. I think we're up to the words Omar Rabbi Yanai.
Yeah.
Omar Rabbi Yanai, it's about 10 lines from the bottom, the sixth last word. Omar Rabbi Yanai, Shomati Shemekilin Bo, the Shomati Shemachmirin Bo. I have heard that there are those who are lenient, and I have heard there are those who are stringent. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Shemekilim bo b'merchatzois oi b'nesinas tishor kabin. Now, we need to press pause over here. What is the unique, what is distinct about a regular mikvah? A mikvah has two prime features. Number one, the shiur of mine, it's got to be 40 saw, no less. And number two, it cannot be Mayim Shu'uvim. Mayim Shu'uvim is drawn water. It's got to be natural water which has flown in without using a kli. In the old days, as we well know, we come across this in the Gemara many places, there existed the concept of a merchatz, the bathhouse. A bathhouse was literally just that, a house with a bath in it. But the bath is a kli. And if the bath is a kli, then all of the water in the merchatz is all shu'uvim. A mikveh is not a kli. A mikveh is literally a boir, a pit in the ground. Even nowadays, when a mikveh is made very beautifully with paneling and tiling, etc., but there is no kli involved whatsoever. So, when we talk about Tevilas Ezra, if we were to require a regular mikveh, then that would necessarily mean, number one, 40 sa'a, and not Tishor Kabin. Number two, it would have to be a mikveh and not a merchatz. If you allow a merchatz, then clearly you are dropping the standard and you are allowing even mayim shu'uvin. And that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yanai says, I've heard there are some who are lenient and some who are machmir. Those who are lenient, as Rashi points out, they are not makbid on a mikveh. And that's why Rashi says they are using merchatzois, a bathhouse, which is mayim shu'uvin, oi b'nesinas tishor kabim. But again, it's not 40 so, it's not a mikvah. However, there are some who are machmir ba'arbo'im so'o. So this has really been the continuation of the theme of the Gemara. Unclear, halacha lemaisa, what do we do with Takonas Ezra? Some were lenient and some were machmir. And he concludes, v'chol ha-machmir bo al-atzmai, anybody who is stringent with himself, ma'arichin loy yomov v'shmeisov, he will be zeicha to arichas yomim. So you quite clearly see from the Gemara that essentially you don't have to be, right? If it was mi'ikar hadina, you had to go to a proper mikvah, then you wouldn't necessarily be zeicha to arichas yomim v'shonim. So clearly he holds that me'ikar adin, one does not have to go to a full-blown mikveh. Tishor kabin would be enough, or merchatz would be enough. But if you are going to go into 40 saw dafka, then that's a very special thing, and you get a special scha of arichas yomim. Now, let's not forget, and this we saw yesterday, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was of the opinion that there is no Takonos Ezra at all. Never mind, you don't have to go into 40 Saw, but you don't even need to go into Teisho Kabin either. Which is therefore very strange to understand the coming line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We must also know, if we remember, the beginning of the sugya. This is really the line I was referring to. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the one right at the beginning of the sugya. He was the one who learned from a pasuk, from the smuchim, that just like Matan Torah, everybody had to be pure, so too Divrei Torah, everybody has to be pure. So he clearly does hold of Takonos Ezra. Which therefore is very difficult to understand the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Ma Tivan. What's the point? What's the sense? Shol Toivele Shacharim. Of those people who are Toivel in the morning. I don't understand why they're doing that. Now that's very strange for Rabbi Shua ben Levi of all people to be saying that. What do you mean? He was the one who championed the cause of Takonas Ezra. So why now is he saying, what's the point of those who toivel in the morning? Says the Gemara. The Gemara asks this question, Ma Tivon? Question mark. Does he really mean to ask, what's the point? Ha Ihu, but it was him, the Omar Bal Keri Osa B'Divrei Torah. So it was Rabbi Shua ben Levi himself who said that a Bal Keri cannot learn Torah. So how can he, of all people, now be querying those who toivel? Why are people toiveling in the mikveh? What do you mean, why? You are the one who held, you are the chief champion of the whole notion that a Bal Keri is also B'Divrei Torah. Says the Gemara, Hochi Ka'omar. This is what he meant. Mahativam ba'arboim so efsha betisha kabin. What he was querying was not the fact that they were makbid on Tfilas Ezra, but why were they being makbid on arboim so? That's what he was surprised about. There is no reason to necessitate arboim so. Tisha kabin would be absolutely okay. Furthermore, Ma Tivon B'Tvila Efsher B'Nasina. Why? There's two queries that Rabbi Shua ben Levi was concerned about. Number one, why are they being makbid on Arboim So'o? Tisha kabin would suffice. And number two, you don't need to immerse in this water. You can do an asina, which means you can just pour the water over you. So that's another reason why he's surprised. Why are people being so machmir? It's true. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one who very much holds of this halacha that a Bal Keri is osur b'divrei Torah, but neither does that require 40 saw. Tisha kabin is enough, nor does it require a tevila. You don't need to dip your body into the water. It would suffice to pour the water over the goof. However, says the Gemara, Omer Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina says, Geder Godoil Godru Ba. It was a very wise and great fence that Chazal erected over here when they required 40 saw, meaning Rabbi Shua ben Levi is saying that surely Teisho Kabin would suffice. Why are people being machmir for 40 saw? Says Rabbi Chanina, you know why? It was a wonderful geder that Chazal put up. We know a geder always means an extra stringency. It's true. Me'ikar hadin teisho kabin would certainly suffice. However, the reason why they in fact required 40 sol was in order to put up a geder. What was the geder? What did they achieve by insisting on 40 sol and not relying on teisho kabin, even though teisho kabin would certainly suffice? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you exactly what they achieved, the Tanya. Because we have a brayso, and it says as follows. Maisa ve'echod shetova isho ledvar aveira. There was a story in which a man tried to entice a woman. Rashi says it was an unmarried woman. Tried to entice her to do an aveira with him. Omra loy, but before he could manage, she says to him, Reka, Reka, you empty one, you Rasha. Yesh lecha arbo'im so'o sha'ato toivel bohen, question mark. She was obviously a learned woman, and she said to him, you Rasha, you want to commit an avera with me. Do you have 40 so' available that you can dip into afterwards? Clearly a mikveh was not so easy to come by in those days. Miyad Piresh, he immediately withdrew from the attempt as an aveira. So this is what the Gemara is saying, that it's true. Teisho kabin would certainly suffice. But why did they require 40 saw, which is over and above the letter of the law, as a geder? And look how this geder was successful. Had Teisho Kabin been 1,000% reliable, then clearly he would have committed the Avera. Teisho Kabin is obviously much easier to come by than a kosher mikvah, Avroim Sa. So she would not have managed to offend him off. If she would have said to him, do you have Teisho Kabin for after the Avera? He would have said, sure, no problem. Turn on the tap. What's the big deal? But once she said to him, no. After you commit an aveira with me, you're going to require 40 saw. Oh, then he suddenly realized, I don't have 40 saw available. So Mamela, he was pirish from the aveira. So the Gemara is saying that, you see, you're quite right. Essentially, la locha, teisho, kabin would suffice. They required 40 saw, nonetheless, as an extra preventative. Which is quite incredible, by the way, that this person who was willing to go over an Avera was suddenly so makbid on Hilchos Tevila afterwards. But nonetheless, that was the story. Oma lehu Rav Huna l'Rabbonam. Rav Huna said to the Rabbonon, this discussion now continues. Rabbeisai, Mipnei ma atem mezalzalim betvila. Why are you mezalzal in this tvila? What does it mean, mezalzal? Look at Rashi. I guess we can go back a couple of Rashis. Geder godril godru. They put up a great fence, bameshehit srichu. Ba'arboim saw, that which they required 40 saw. Shetova isha, he tried to commit an avera. Oisa isha penuya hoisa, this woman was unmarried, but chachamim gazru. Chachamim nonetheless made a gzera ala yichud afala penuya. Atem mezalzalim linhoig k'Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. Remember, we mentioned yesterday that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is the main opinion who does away with Takonas Ezra. Right? He says they will mevatel it, finish, that's it. So Rav Huna now says, why are people so quick to adopt the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? That's what it means, they're being mezalzel. They're being mezalzel, how so? By way of just relying, they seem to be more than happy to rely on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and completely ignore Tevilas Ezra. How can that be? And he explained, If it's because it's very, very difficult for them to carry out this tvila in the cold water. Now, why would the water be cold? Obviously, they were being makbid on a mikveh, a 40 saw, and unlike today when we have all fancy heating systems in the mikvahs were freezing. We have no idea, it's unbelievable, if we learn the halachas of mikvahs to see the lack of hygiene and the difficult conditions that Noshim Tzidkaniyot had to tovel in over the years, it's quite unbelievable. Now we go to mikvahs and we see they are state of the art, warm water, filters, beautiful tiles, showers, baths, etc. The whole thing. But if you look in the discussion in the halachic poskim, even 200, 300, 400 years ago when they talk about mikvahs, it was literally clambering into a pit in the ground with dirty rainwater. So many of the shailas in mikvahs nowadays are not relevant. What do you do if the water changed color? What happens if there was a, you won't believe this, I hope you've all had breakfast already, but there was a tshuva that I once saw, was written about 200 years ago. There was dam. There was dam in the mikveh. Right? There was no way of, no chlorine or cleaning agents. There was dam in the mikveh. And there was a whole discussion whether that now has discolored the water and would render it possible. But if that wasn't enough, they then found at the bottom of the mikveh frogs. So you literally have like the whole esamakas there in the mikveh. Dam, svardea, and it became a whole shaila. Whether maybe that's discolored the water, maybe it's mind-boggling. So either way, back to our story, when the Gemara is saying that if they're concerned about cold water, which means they are being makbid on a mikveh, which is admittedly cold, and that's why they want to avoid this completely and they're being makel, says the Gemara, I don't understand. Efsha b'merchatzois. Is that why they want to be mezalzel? Is that why they want to avoid this halacha completely because the water is too cold for them? But they can go to the bathhouse and there the water was heated up. Now, of course, this is based on what we saw before, that you needn't necessarily go to a kosher mikveh. For Takonas Ezra, even if it is Mayim Shu'uvim, it's Mayim sitting not in the ground, but in a kli, like in a bathtub, which you could heat up, that would also be okay. Therefore, says the Gemara, it seems to be inexcusable to be lenient in this matter merely because the water is too cold. Who asked you to go to the mikveh? Go to the merachatzois, where there the water is warm. Amalei Rav Chista, one second. V'chi yesh tevila b'chamin. Can you really tovel in hot water? Which is another way of saying, can you really tovel in the bathhouse? He clearly held that no, you do need to go into the mikveh. So like I said, this discussion continues. Every single permutation and possibility is on the table. There are those who require a full-blown mikveh. There are those who require just teish or kabin. There are those who say you can go to the merchatz. And there are those who say that you don't need anything at all. Rabbi Yudim Beber say it. Omalei Rav Ado Ba'avo Ko'i Kavoseich. Yes, Rav Ado Ba'avo, he agrees with your opinion that you cannot tovel in warm water. You've either got to go into the mikveh or don't bother at all. Okay, let's try and continue a little bit. Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira, Hava Yosef, Ba'agna, Dumaya, Bei Masusa. Ba'agna Demaya, Rashi says, is a gigis. A gigis is basically like a large bath or a large barrel. So he was sitting, Bema Susa is in the bathhouse. So he was in the bathhouse in a very large vat or barrel of water. Omar Le Leshamaya. So he said to his shamash, meaning his assistant, do me a favor, please. Zil, could you kindly go? Va'aisi li tishokabin. And could you bring me tishokabin, v'shodi, and throw it ilave all over me? Now this seems absurd. There he is, sitting in an entire merchatz of water, and yet he requests of his assistant, please go and bring me Tisha Kabin and throw it over me. Omalei Reb Chiya Ba'aba. So Reb Chiya Ba'aba said, I don't understand. Lomalei Lamar. Why does the master need Kule Hai? Why do you need all of this Tircha? Why do you need to go through all of this bother to require the assistant to bring Tisha Kabin? Vaha Yosef Begavayu, question mark. You are actually sitting in water. And if you are sitting surrounded by water, then why on earth do you need another Teshok Abed? What's going on? What's wrong with the water that you're in already? So he said, I'll explain to you. Omalei Ka'arboim So. Because the Teisho Kabin, which I require, has to be, although it's not the same amount, obviously, as 40 saw, Teisho Kabin is far less, but it does share common properties with Arboim saw. It's the same, but opposite, i.e., Ma Arboim saw betvila veloi benesina. In order to become pure through a mikveh, you have to enter. You have to immerse yourself in the mikveh. You cannot have 40 saw poured over you. That's not a tvila. So you see that our boim saw only works in one direction. You have to enter the water. The water cannot be poured over you. So he said, Teisho Kabin is the same, just the opposite way around. Af Tisho Kabin benesina veloi betvila. Tisho Kabin is common to our boim saw, and that is, it's also true that it only works in one direction, but this is the opposite direction. Our boim saw, you actually have to dip in. It cannot be poured over you. Tisho Kabin has to be poured over you and cannot be dipped in. And that's why, even though he was actually sitting in the merchatz, surrounded by water, but that would not qualify for Tisho Kabin. And that's why he asked his assistant to bring Tisho Kabin. Why? Because the Tisho Kabin has to be poured over him and not immersed in. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman tikein chatzva. What's a chatzva? Rav Yosef, how does Rabbi Artskol translate chatzva? Is it a barrel or a
vessel?
A vessel, okay. So Rav Nachman was masakin a barrel bas tisha kabin. Who is this for? Look at Rashi. Tikein chatzva Litein ma'im le'talmidim aleihem. In order for the Talmidim who came, shachris kodem kriyas ha'Torah. So Rav Nachman was very particular that when his Talmidim came to shul, before kriyas ha'Torah, which is obviously a form of limud Torah, he prepared for them tishor kabin, a big vessel of water, that anybody could take tishor kabin and throw it over themselves. However, ki osa Rav Dimi, but when Rav Dimi came along, he said, I'm sorry, there's a huge problem with your vessel. What's your problem? What's the problem? Because he said, Omer Rav Akiva v'Rav Yehuda Glustera. Rav Akiva and Rav Yehuda both said, Omru, they said, Loi shonu elo. The whole leniency of Teisho Kabin was only ever said L'choyla L'oimsoi. It was a special leniency that was said for somebody who is a choyla and oimsoi, which means that the keri was emitted against his wishes. Remember, there are two ways a person can become a bal keri. Ba'oimus and Baratzai. Oinus means it was an involuntary emission. It just emerged from the goof against necessarily his wishes. Baratzai means he had relations with his wife, so that way the emission from his goof was in accordance with his wishes. You cannot say that was an oinus. For whom was the leniency of Teisho Kabin instituted? Says the Gemara, two conditions. Number one, only for somebody who is ill. And number two, that his guf emitted the keri l'oinus. Avol l'choyle, but if he might well be sick. But hamargil, what does that mean, hamargil? Meaning he willingly caused this emission by having relations. Then the halacha is arboim so. Therefore, your talmidim clearly do not qualify. Your talmidim are not people who are choyle lo'insay. So therefore, your whole barrel is a waste of time. They don't have any leniency of teisho kabin. Says Rashi. Look at Rashi. Loi shamu, we only ever learned the sagi ben asina, that an asina, remember an asina means pouring over as opposed to immersing in, elo b'chayla. Number one, it has to be somebody who's unwell. And number two, shero or keri lo'ainsei, against his wishes. But if somebody is hamargil umamshich es hakeri, olov, he brought upon himself the keri. How did he bring the keri upon himself? Shemeshamesh mitosri. He was involved in tashmish hamitah, relations with his wife. There was no leniency of teisho kabin there. So I'm sorry to tell you, your whole chatzva, your whole vessel or barrel that was put outside the Beis HaMedrash is totally redundant. And indeed, look what the Gemara says. Omer of Yosef on the bottom line, Itbar Chatzve de Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's barrel, vessel, has just become Itbar. What does Itbar mean? Become broken. Doesn't mean physically broken. It means halachically broken. It is superfluous, a requirement, it's useless. Says Rashi, Itbar Chatzve, the last Rashi, Einoi tzarech lanu. We don't require it anymore. That's what it means, the barrel is broken. I mean, it's totally redundant. Why? The chayle l'oimsoi l'ishchiach. It's not a very common scenario that somebody will be both a chayle and also that the keri was emitted by oinus. It's such a far-fetched, rare case that basically it turns out that there's never any usage for your chatzvah. So basically, your chatzvah has become rendered redundant. However, it was put back on the map. How is it put back on the map? Says the Gemara at the end of the Amud, Ki Oser Ravim. When Ravim came along, he said, Omar Bu'usha. Usha is a place. Havu Uvda B'Kilo Derv Oishia. What's Kilo? Kilo Rashi says, top Rashi, Kinisas Habayis Cheder Shelefnei HaTraklin. It's like the antechamber, a room before the great hall of Rav Oishia. That's where this story happened. The Sho'alu L'Ravasi. And they asked this Shaila of Ravasi, for whom was Teshuv Kabin actually said? Amalu, Loishanu, now listen to how he says it. Elo L'choyle Hamargil. Avol L'choyle L'ointzai, Potur Miklum. He takes it down one notch. And he says, no. A choyle L'ointzai, which yes, admittedly, it is a very rare case. To the contrary, he's exempt completely. Teisho Kabin was said for anybody who is a choyla, even if the carry was willingly done. Well, if that's the case, then the chatzva has once again become useful. Why? Because the Talmidim of Rav Nachman, when they came to the Beis HaMedrash, like we said, it was unlikely that they filled the criteria of being both a choyla and also la'oinus, unlikely. But they may well have been a choyle hamargil, meaning they had relations with their wives, they willingly became a keri, but they were feeling unwell. And under those circumstances, teisho kabin is sufficient. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Omer of Yosef, it's demid chatzvei derv Nachman. So the barrel of Rav Nachman has once again become fixed. Before we said it was broken, meaning it was redundant, it's so highly unlikely that anybody is going to fit this criteria that basically it's a waste of time. But with this revised version, that it turns out that Teisho Kabin, it's true, is a leniency, but not for such a far-fetched story. Rather, for anybody who's feeling unwell, even if he became a keri willingly. So then I understand there is much purpose in Rav Nachman's chatzva. He put the chatzva outside the Beis HaMedrash. Why? For anybody who's not well enough to go and tovel in a mikvah. Says Rashi, second line, it's the mid, nichshazku shavrov. The broken pieces have become fixed. The nitzmadu and have become attached to each other. Kloima, which is another way of saying, tsarich lonu, Oid boy. Yes, we do once again have a requirement for this vessel, and it's not considered redundant. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we got through the Derech Nes. I would like, Be'ezah Hashem, I guess tomorrow is going to be the last time that we meet before Rosh Chodesh, and I don't want to be left off in the middle of a sugya. So we're going to be aiming to get to at least to the two dots. It would be nice to get to all the way to the Mishnah. So maybe if we don't get to the Mishnah, maybe we should try and meet one more time. But either way, I think it would be a good idea to aim to get to the Mishnah. So keep on going, and Be'ezah Hashem will add it together.
Rob, we saw somewhere, I don't remember where we saw it, we learned a chola also includes a Talmud Chacham.
Yes,
he's
that was
somehow
weak. Right, that was the Rashi. If you look on the top base on the Aleph, that was Rashi Efsher ben Asina. If you look at Rashi,
so Efsher. Why would it be so rare that his vessel should be considered redundant? I mean, everyone who comes into his base medrash is classified as a chola, but those ba'onis become that's the rarity. That's how we learn.
Yeah, quite right. The oinus is red. Much more likely that there will be rotsim. 100%.
Okay.
Okay.